Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is your host, the Knight Rider. Tonight's topic, the 2014 election. A victory for the stupids. Courtesy of dark money and income inequality. Let's get right to it, shall we? In essence, Tuesday's 2014 midterm election was a victory for the stupid that, in large part, is attributable to dark money and the ongoing, ever-worsening income inequality taking place in this country. The corporate media, or the GOP-centric, is peeling off would-be progressive or moderate voters one by one, who in turn end up either not voting or voting for the regressive, oppressive, aggressive GOP. It's an army of stupids. In the background, we have the dark money at work, and even the president of the Citizens United Political Action Group so admitted to that fact on Wednesday when he declared it had, quote, leveled the playing field, unquote. Now, superimposed over all of this is the very real ongoing economic drama of the top 1%. Continuing their unabated grasp for ever-increasing control of the country's economic wealth and assets. The army of the stupids, fueled by dark money propaganda, are, in fact, enduring the brutal consequences of a moneyed elite, the top 1%, who have stretched the social and economic fabric of this country to the nth degree, which in turn has totally bent out of shape the everyday lives of not only the stupids, but everyone else as well. It is this army of the stupids, roughly 25% of the voting electorate, that is in control at the moment. They only see their everyday lot and are nowhere close to connecting the dots that lead directly from their miserable economic existence to the fantastical, opulent wealth of the top 1%, which is stripping the very bark off of the tree of economic prosperity in this country. The country overall is, in fact, doing well. The stock market is way up. Unemployment is substantially down. The national debt is way down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But who, after all, is really doing well? The elite, the top 1%ers. Everyone else is fast becoming an indentured servant. Thank you, corporate America. Sieg Heil. We can now rephrase that famous saying, quote, to the victor goes the spoils, unquote. To goes the power, unquote. Thank you again for listening to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is your host, the old Knight Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.